Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. These are taxing times for Americans. Let's attach numbers to the notions with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, tax day, Monday, April 18th. Let's get right to it. What percentage of Americans say they're not paying enough in federal taxes?
That's a very good question. 3%. How's that for a number?
I always wait each year for that number.
That's right. 3% of us, and I'm not sure who they are, say the amount of federal income taxes they pay is too low. 57% say what they pay is too high. And it's an important point. That had been around the 50% level for a number of years now after the Bush tax cuts. But for whatever reason, and I think it probably comes back to the political campaigning, there's been a jump this year from 50% to 57% who say the amount of taxes they pay is too high.
I'm guessing this divides along party lines to an extent.
It does, certainly. There's no question about that. Clearly, the presidential candidates are divided. Bernie Sanders, one of the central motifs of his whole campaign this year is wealth and income inequality. He calls strongly for higher incomes, higher taxes on higher income Americans, and also increased estate taxes and other ways to extract money from the well-to-do. Hillary Clinton, although not as extreme in her positions, clearly also says that taxes should be increased on the wealthy. And then you've got the Republicans, both Cruz and Trump, end up, I think, saying that taxes should go down. You know, they propose simplified tax systems and this, that, and the other. But when you look at it, Cruz, for example, says that all taxpayers will pay less taxes under his plan if he were elected. So it's clearly a political issue, and Americans divide along the same lines. Democrats more likely to say the amount of taxes they pay are about right than Republicans, who are more likely to say they're too high.
Now let's move beyond too much, too little to fair or unfair?
Same basic pattern. Right now, half of Americans say the amount of taxes they pay is fair. And that's an important question because Gallup first asked that when World War II was raging. You remember well, back in February and March of 1943, 85% of Americans said the taxes they paid to the federal government were fair. And I think that's because they had the war effort going on. They thought the money was being put to good use. In fact, that even rose to 90%, Dave, in February of 1944 during the war, when Gallup asked that question. And then that came down the fair percentage. And particularly, again, after 2001 and the Bush tax cuts, that percent fair Americans got more positive about it. But then this year, it's dropped back down again. Americans a little more negative about their taxes.
As we're focusing on taxes, is that a major issue for Americans starting April 19th?
It is not. If you look at our most important problem question, which we ask every month, we just updated it through Sunday. Taxes are very low. Just about 3% of Americans mention either taxes or the fact that we have income inequality in this country. Anything surrounding that issue is a very low percentage of Americans who mention it. Earlier this year, we talked about having asked Americans, what are your priorities for the presidential candidates to be talking about, and inequality and taxes actually show fairly low on that as well. So although clearly the candidates talk a lot about taxes, at least top of mind is not a high priority issue for Americans.
Frank, you cited Bernie Sanders. He lent his support to striking Verizon workers this week, much to the consternation of that organization's CEO. What are Americans' attitudes around unions?
We've asked that question for many, many decades, and the last time we asked it, 58% of Americans said they approve of labor unions, and it's been consistently in majority territory for many years now. That's intriguing because only 12% of working Americans themselves today that we interview say they are members of labor unions. So the percent who are members of unions has come down significantly over the years. Again, the vast majority of workers aren't union members, but hey, over half of Americans say in general they're positive about the union mission.
Secretary of State John Kerry visited Hiroshima this week. Have American attitudes changed around the bombing of Hiroshima in 1945?
They have changed some. That's a good question. We went back into our Gallup poll vault when Kerry made his visit this week to look at what we had asked over the years. We had actually asked Americans just after the atomic bombs were dropped, and that was August of 1945 on Hiroshima and on Nagasaki. At that point, well over 80% of Americans said yes. They approved of the use of the atomic bombs. And of course, at that point, It was considered that that ended the war with Japan and kept America and its allies from having to invade the islands of Japan, which would have resulted in many, many more deaths, or so the theory went at that point. We've updated it periodically since. We last updated it back in 2005 on the anniversary of the dropping of the bombs and found a clear majority still supported it, although down from the 80% plus that we had found back in 1945.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.